seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لما سئل عن أوجب الأعداء مجاهدة أقربهم إليك وأعداهم لك ومن يحرض أعداءك عليك وهو إبليس.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was once asked who one's arch enemy is that one must fight, to which he replied, it is he who is closest to you and yet harbors the most enmity towards you, and he who provokes all your enemies against you, and he is Iblis or Satan.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when talking about the conversations and the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, of course, this divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam has this beautiful conversation with one of his sons. And so when speaking to his son, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says to him, beware of joking, for it takes away the light of your faith and makes other people belittle and ridicule your manhood. It's interesting, dear friends, but we have a tendency sometimes to really joke in excess. Now here, making a humble joke or a simple joke every now and then is not a bad thing. Rather, it is recommended to smile, it is recommended to laugh. Of course, not in excess. Here, as Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says, an excess of laughing, an excess of joking, it takes away the light of our iman. Now, you know, these are jokes that are within the confines of the Sharia, the Islamic regulations. We're not even talking about jokes that are vulgar, jokes that are inappropriate, jokes that are crude and cruel and rude. These shouldn't be done at all at any time. Jokes that have inappropriate context to them, these are not at the level of an honor of a righteous human being and a noble human being and a good Muslim. The jokes that we are even being aware of are you know, normal, simple, funny jokes. But even then, Imam Al-Kadhim says, beware of joking too much for an excess of laughing too loud, an excess of joking too much. It will take away the light of our faith. And of course, jokes that are vulgar and inappropriate, or jokes that are made at the expense of other people's. When we make fun of other people, this not only takes away the light of our faith, it destroys our faith and it adds to the sins that we have committed, especially when we hurt the feelings of another human being, of a fellow righteous human being and a believer. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Atar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Mansur al-Dawaniqi was the Khalifa as well, and after him comes Mahdi Abbasi, who was also a very fearful, very dreadful, you know, Khalifa, very tyrant. Then Hadi Abbasi, and then Harun Abbasi, the Harun Rashid, who was the main culprit and who was the person in charge for the martyrdom of the seventh Imam. So we see about six Khulafa, one after the other came, and they persecuted the Alawiyun, the followers of Ahl Bayt, the Imams. Imam have trained students, Imam have maintained that level of knowledge, that seat of knowledge which Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam had, and he had, you know, propagated and promoted the same knowledge. He has carried it on. I mean, this was a very crucial period from Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam to Imam Rida alayhi salam. You would find that it was intense for the Imam and for the followers of the Imam, you know, to really propagate and to really teach. But Imam managed to really transfer that to the eighth Imam. And then when it comes to the eighth Imam once again, who was known as the Alim-e-Ali Muhammad, the knowledgeable one of the Alim-e-Muhammad, the scholar of Alim-e-Muhammad, right? Because of the debates that the Imam have.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
أنت يا بدر المدينة خير كتافي.